Well, now, Rosie, isn't that nice of Durwood and Gary?
What do you mean?
Well, they just turned over the whole entire complete total CBS network to us.
Golly, what sports? What are we going to do with it?
Let's sing a song.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with the bow and arrow.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing louder. I can sing anything louder than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Well,
maybe she can.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
No, you can.
40 cents.
50 cents.
30 cents.
If you can get it for a skinny, then I'll believe you.
Deeper. I can dig anything deeper than you.
30 feet.
40 feet.
I'll go to digging.
God, 60
you're not
feet.
Digging your
yes, athletic. I can.
All right. I could be a racer, quite a steeplechaser.
I can jump a hurdle, even with my girdle.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yep.
So gonna rap. Any note you can reach, I can go higher. I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
Get me some oxygen.
Yes, I can.
I got a nosebleed.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Rosie, if you don't mind, I think I'll climb back into my hammock. Would you sing something soothing?
I'm just delighted to do it. How's this?
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your charm is just so unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
Well, friends, today I ask you, how would you like to become an instant scientist?
You know of a diploma mill?
No. It's no racket, Ken.
But, Bing, it takes years of training to become a scientist, any kind of scientist.
True, true, Rosie. But right now there's a tremendous scientific experiment going on where anyone can be in on it. Now, that makes you a qualified scientist, doesn't it?
Are you sure you don't mean guinea pig?
No, no, I mean scientist.
Hey, I'm interested. What are the qualifications, Bing?
Well, the main requirement is a bathtub. A bathtub and a keen sense of observation.
A bathtub scientist, is that it?
Say, Bing, this has nothing to do with bathtub gin, does it?
Bathtub gin? Say, you've been watching The Untouchables again?
Yeah, and the Roaring Twenties, too, on reruns.
No, it's no experiment with gin in a bathtub, Ken. It's a new scientific theory on which way bathwater goes.
Which way the bathwater goes?
Yeah, you watch which way it goes down the drain.
That makes you a scientist?
Yep.
You know, it's funny, I really never pay any attention to which way the bathwater goes down the drain. It just goes down the drain, doesn't it?
No, Ken, it doesn't. Not to a man of science, it doesn't. It goes either clockwise or counterclockwise. That's the way it goes.
Well, I guess I just never noticed. I never even gave it a thought.
Well, you're not unique. Most people haven't. But now that's a big scientific project, and anyone with a bathtub who takes a bath and who takes the time to watch the water, well, they can get in on this experiment, you see.
And you claim that this is scientific, huh?
Highly, highly scientific.
Say, this is what you might call water watching, isn't it?
Yeah, like bird watching.
Well, I got to hear more about this, Bing, because, you know, I've always wanted to be a scientist.
Well, everyone feels the same way. It's all the vogue, you know, to be a scientist these days. And I tell you what I'll do. After a little song here, I want to tell you more about water watching and how to be a scientist.
Very well, Professor Crosby.
When the red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I'll listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red robin comes bobbing along.
Come in, red.
Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I'll listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When a red robin comes a-bob-bob-bobbing. Oh, when a red robin comes bob-bob-bobbing along.
Yes. Now, Bing, will you get back to the fascinating subject under discussion?
I will do, with alacrity, too. Watch your bathwater, folks.
Nothing personal is intended in that remark, is there, Bing?
Oh, never, never. Nothing personal. It's purely scientific, this is. Study, that's what I mean.
Well, then, what about this water watching?
Well, I tell you, now, it hasn't been definitely established, but experts who are water watchers claim that in the southern hemisphere, water drains out of the bathtub clockwise. And in the northern hemisphere, water drains out counterclockwise, you see.
I can hardly wait to get home to check my bathwater.
Isn't this fascinating? It has to do with the poles, the north and south poles. Now, this water going clockwise and counterclockwise down the drain, they think. And experts are watching in bathtubs all over the world now, and they're sending in reports. So that's why I say, Ken, that you and I and Rosie can get in on this. You see, we can be scientists, and we can be part of this big scientific experiment.
Well, it isn't being an astronaut or anything like that, but it's being in the swim, you might say.
Yes, being in the tub.
Yes.
You can swim if you want, but after you swim, you be sure to check the water now and see which way it goes down the drain.
Which way did the bathwater go?
It went that way, partner.
Well, anyway, the point is, does it rotate counterclockwise or clockwise? That's the thing, friends. Wherever you are, make a note of it and report it. By the way, who do we report our findings to, Bing?
Oh, you know something? I really don't know. Well, I suppose you could send any vital information to your plumber, but don't run into overtime.
To your plumber?
Well, he perhaps could forward it to the proper place. I just don't know. I've got to get more information. Now then, should we have some music here?
Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Check and see which way it goes into the mic, will you? Huh?
There are guys just right for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those guys don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do. Sizzling steaks all ready for tasting, and there's motor cars all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. There's such a lot of living to do. There's such a lot of living to do.
You know something?
What?
I think it would be nice if Buddy Cole would play something now.
Well, that's a good suggestion, Rosemary.
There's nothing really original about it. It's not brilliant, but it's a good, solid proposal.
Oh, a good, solid proposal indeed, Buddy.
Buddy and boys, you've done it again.
Done what again?
Played a number.
Oh.
And very well, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Weren't you paying attention, Ken?
Well, oh, yes, naturally. But you see, when I listen to music, you know, I just get carried away.
Oh, so do I. Especially if I'm not involved in it.
By the way, do you get carried away when Bing sings?
Yes, quite often.
Oh, maybe we should put that boy to work then.
I'm for it.
Hey, Bing, how about singing a song now and weaving a magic spell for Rosemary and the other ladies listening?
You happen to be talking to a fellow that just happens to do that sort of work. That's my touch. Stand by.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss those little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary. Women do get weary wearing that same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
That's all for now, friends. And this was the day we told you how you could become present-day Sir Isaac Newton. Observe, watch, study. Study your bathwater.
See which way it goes.
Say, Bing, Sir Isaac Newton, he was the inventor of the Fig Newton, wasn't he?
No, Ken. Isaac Newton was the fellow who discovered the law of gravity, as you very well know.
Well, also the Fig Newton, I thought.
No. The Fig Newton was discovered by a man named Newton J. Figg. Now, that's Fig with two G's.
Why not?
So long, friends. That's Long with two G's, just for today.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.